forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey, yay, yay, yay. Hey, yay, yay, yay.
Hey, yay, 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 yay. Okay, we're writing a Mumford song. Yay, yay, we're writing a Mumford song.
Oh, snap, clap, ba, boom, boom, mom, okay, in the guitar. Wait, that was really, if it was Mumford's, if it's like, you are with me for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're British, but they're all about, like, grass.
And they're all about, like, pastoral.
What are they about? Are they still around?
I don't know. One time I saw them at Bonnaroo, and Ed Helms played with them. No one necessarily
needed that.
Yeah, no one necessarily
Boom,
ordered it.
Boom, clap, the sound of my Helms.
What's that?
That song rocks.
No, did anyone see it coming that the next Lord or Taylor would be Mumford & Sons or Charlie XCX?
Okay, let's do another round of Mumford or Charlie.
I can't.
They're too distinct.
Do you know that I'm not?
Because Charlie's like, kisses, I'm a diamond, boys.
Yeah.
No, her songs are actually so good that I can't imitate them.
I love Charlie X, yeah.
She comes out with hit after hit.
She doesn't necessarily get any credit.
No, she's actually not even famous.
Yeah.
You already heard her for Charlie XCX isn't famous.
Yeah. That's, and the Venn diagram in the middle is we both think Charlie XCX isn't famous.
You know
famous.
What's so crazy is that I dated this guy who I think has since been canceled, who used to brag about having kissed Charlie XCX when
really?
We were teens.
Well, that's something to brag about, to be
honest. Definitely something to brag about. I've never kissed anyone famous.
I know someone who kissed Sean White.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm going to be a famous one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving people famous kisses right now and they don't even know.
I never kissed a famous person.
People don't even know they're getting pre-famous kisses from me.
Look at me.
I've only kissed one person for so long lately.
Yeah.
Are you proud of me?
Totally.
It's been so many months of one person's mouth.
One mouth.
One mouth, one girl.
Wait, this is Seek Treatment.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Fuck me.
Look at me. Do you think I care at all about that?
This is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
No, I'm being corporate whore.
I'm Catherine.
And I'm corporate whore Pat.
He's Catherine.
And I'm Catherine.
And I'm Patrick.
And this is
And you
Seek
might
Treatment.
Be noticing I'm wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You might be noticing I'm wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday.
Oh. I have a business meeting, so I'm wearing pants this time.
Oh, wow.
Do you like this combo? It's kind of Rajneeshi chic.
I can't tell if that I'd like the combo of those colors, to be honest with
Oh,
you.
See, it's probably too advanced for you.
Yeah, no, that's what that literally is what I thought. I was like, that's like
because it's like when something's kind of like ugly hot, Pat can't see it. He likes he likes America. He likes white bread, like
yeah,
Americana.
It's like,
hot.
Let's all move
he likes
forward.
Pat likes abs.
Let's bravely move forward with all just being regular hot.
See, Pat doesn't like my maroon and red outfit because he likes abs too much. If that makes any sense to you guys.
I was actually thinking as I lied in my lover's bed looking at his mirror, I was like, it is kind of sad that I will die having never seen one of my abs. You know what I mean? I don't have a body that no matter what I do or what I eat or what I do, like,
yeah.
I'll never really
do.
See or what I do. Like, I will never see them. You know what I mean?
That doesn't make me sad at all. I don't even want to see mine.
Some people can't help but see them.
I had a naked photo shoot this morning.
Really?
My boyfriend, I wanted to congratulate him on something. So I took a naked picture and then wrote, like, congrats, Brian, and put, like, emojis all over it. But it was still sexy, but it was funny.
Oh, fun.
He's so lucky to be with someone who's sexy and funny. Shout out.
I hate when people act like they're being sexy and funny, but they're just being sexy.
Yeah, but I also want to just say that it also, like...
Wait, so it was just you taking photos?
It was just me with, like, my arm. It's really hard.
I pictured you, like, kind of on top of a building in Times Square, like, being naked with, like...
I should do that.
Yeah.
One time in college, I had sex on top of a building.
I didn't. One time our SGA president got, at the very end of senior year, she got impeached but, like, taken away, like, mm-hmm. because she had sex on top of a building and they found it. They found her doing
it. They found it. They found the sex, the remnants.
They found the sex.
They found the condom. They were like, this seems like this belongs to the president of the student body.
Yeah, her name was Kat and she was from Hawaii.
Oh, really? That's hot. I wish I was from Hawaii instead of randomly from Texas. No
yeah.
one cares.
I wish, I mean, you want to talk about being randomly from Texas. I'm randomly from Long Island.
There's so much I have to tell you. I can't.
Oh, that sucks. I did nothing after this. I went to, I acted, oh, you didn't even know this. I acted like I was going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, talked to Ange, like, on my way to the gym, and I was like, I don't feel like going right now, so I just went to his. We went to the gym together later. That's something we did.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Guess what? I was supposed to go to the gym with one Larry Owens.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
And then around Literally like 10 minutes before he texts me like, hey, can't come to the gym today, but have fun. I was oh my God. So shout out to Larry for giving me that. He actually gave me a gift because, honey, obviously I didn't want to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it was kind of thing where, oh, I'll just go alone. And it was kind of thing where, well, I'll just go run this errand instead. And then next thing you know it, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., I'm in my apartment doing absolutely nothing. But I needed it.
I know. Sometimes you do need it. I slept after this podcast when I famously had already slept for like 9 hours, woke up at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. I actually took 2 naps afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I was really only up for about 6 hours yesterday, and 3 of them were in this podcast studio.
But that's what you need when you're sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what I hate? And I'm so mad at society for lifting it up and saying this is good.
What do you hate?
I'm not going to make mm-hmm. any friends right now. Mm-hmm. It's The Sopranos.
Pat.
I'm slowly working through it with Angela. And I say slowly.
It's the greatest show of all time.
It's literally not. It's like the most homophobic thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It's so crazy. Like,
well, okay. No one's gonna. You got me there. They're not exactly ahead of the curve.
Like, literally, I understand it's the 90s, but it's like still like this. Like, literally, in the episode I was watching yesterday, they were telling this amazing, hilarious story about how, like, a transsexual person like gave a guy head, and then he found out and poured acid all over her face and burned her face. And,
well, that's awful.
But it was like, but it was just like, you could just see this room of like straight men like writing it, being like, this is weirdly cinematic, like to even have these guys talking like this.
And okay, it's you're like, allowed to hate The Sopranos if you don't want to.
I know. Not
you know
like
what's an amazing? You know what's another amazing show? Have you watched 6 Feet Under?
I have now. Don't try to be LGBTQ plus now.
No, I'm literally not. I'm just saying, like, because those are the two best shows ever. I think
I haven't watched 16 Under. I've watched the beginning of it.
Amazing pilot.
Yeah, I love. It was like a little slow for me, not just because of where I was in that moment in my life, mm-hmm. but I will watch it one day. I still need to watch The Watchmen. But then it's like,
oh, wait. The Outsider is getting really good. You know what I did last? I watched it when I was drunk, and it's like, I know I'm going to have to go back.
It gets really, really confusing.
I made the amazing choice to get drunk last night.
I made the amazing choice to not watch The Outsider for 3 episodes and then watching them all at once. And it was like, okay, amazing. Like, it's so easy to follow. Then the 4th episode was like the first episode.
Don't tell me.
I'm not telling you a thing except for my experience.
What mask did you just put on towards me? I don't really recognize you.
And so then I watched the 4th episode after a week, and it was like, you know, when you try to watch something after a week, and it's like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
TV should never have been made to be watched from week
TV
to
should
week.
Be movies.
Once TV became not the Brady Bunch anymore, we needed it to be movies, where you just watch it all at once, even if it's 12 hours. TV ultimately should be 12-hour movie. And that's like what it is in many ways.
In many ways, that's beautiful.
And then wait, the other thing I'll say about The Sopranos, the only people good at acting on The Sopranos are Edie and the guy who plays the hot guy, Chris.
Okay, no.
Tony Soprano is actively bad at acting.
It's the greatest, one of the greatest performances of all time.
I literally.
It's like, I don't even. What do you want?
He's so bad at acting. You're
being so stupid.
You could see him thinking he's good at acting as he's being bad at acting. It's like so upsetting.
He's a legend. R.I.P.
I will watch the entirety of the film.
One time, my friend's dad accidentally called him James Gamfolbini, and so I always think that's his name.
Gamfolbini. He sucks.
He does not suck.
Did he win an Emmy Award? I got pissed.
I'm sure he won an award, but he's not with us anymore.
Okay, I can still say he's bad. Even dead people can be bad at acting.
Pat, whatever. Have some respect.
He doesn't support my community. And then also,
I didn't really want to come in here and fight with you this morning.
Okay, we watched the most psycho episode last night where the one hot one, Chris. I can't call him anything but the one hot one,
when
Chris.
When he showed up on, what show did he recently show up on?
Oh, I don't know.
He recently showed up in a show getting off a helicopter.
Oh, that's incredible.
Wait, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No. Sounds like Succession.
Maybe it was Succession.
I love that I made that diagnosis just by hearing you.
The diagnosis.
Hearing he was getting off
the helicopter. Is he in it? What was he in?
I could see him being in
Anyways,
Succession.
Anyways, he still got it.
Yeah, I love when someone still got it.
I love when someone keeps it.
But someone where he
therefore
was like,
they can still have it.
He was talking to this absolutely psychotic red-haired woman about like selling his script to her.
Oh, and that whole series is amazing.
Everything she said was so crazy. Like, there was one scene where
she's always like, it's okay.
There was a scene where it was like opened on her, like, sitting in a lobby of an exec's office, like, reading, like, so performatively reading a Variety magazine. We opened on her saying to no one, oh my god, so-and-so is making a remake of this with Harvey and Bob. She's like, shut the fuck up.
Her voice is like that.
The way she was everything she said, we were like, why is she talking like this? This is crazy.
What is that actress up to? I know about that actress.
I don't know, but you know who was in the episode?
Who?
One line. You could tell it was like before she made it. It was like the kind of thing where she posts like, check out Sopranos tonight.
If Instagram was a thing. Embarrassing. Egg on your face. This was a different time.
But if it was this time, she
would you're literally describing my life right now. It's like I have one line. It's like I'm like, hey guys, I had the time of my life on set.
Blink and you'll miss it, but watch Sopranos tonight. Wink, wink.
Who?
It was the girl who was Ava on Grey's Anatomy, and she's also in Family Stone.
I don't know who that is.
You know, you do know who she is.
She's in Family Stone doing what?
She's the sister who's like not, there's literally.
Rachel McAdams?
No, she's the sister who there's literally no point of her character.
Wait.
And
she's in everything. Yeah. She's in everything.
Okay, for me, she's in Family Stone and Grey's. And she has one line, she comes out.
For me, she's in that show Easy.
Oh, that.
And for me, ultimately, she also, I know, I haven't seen it, but I know she's in Hill House Home. That's like a betting company. Yeah. It's called The Haunting of Hill House.
The Haunting of Hill House?
Yeah, it's
that
a show.
Sounds incred.
I haven't seen it, but people would love it. Maybe you should watch it.
Wait, so you've watched.
I just got so excited at the idea of you watching that.
You've watched season 3 of The Outsider?
No. I started the third episode while I was drunk eating, say it with me, half an old sandwich and then a slice of pizza.
It's incredible. I
really have no rules anymore.
Yeah, that's fine. You were meant to have no rules.
And the thing is, I was home by midnight, but like when you leave your house at 7, like midnight feels really late.
Yeah, midnight almost always feels late.
Every time I do a club coming, I'm like, this is really tiring.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It's a fucking marathon.
To perform is exhausting.
It was such a great crowd and such a great show last night.
I'm dreading what I have tonight that I didn't realize I had.
Can you share with me?
I can use American Sign Language.
Okay. I think this means I love you. Or flip.
No, so this is a letter.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. Oh, I know what it is. Yeah.
I can't even express.
But it matters so little.
I literally, the reason I don't want to do this is not because I think it matters. I literally do not want to like walk into that.
Can you share with me the venue via American Sign Language?
God, I used to know sign language so well. Okay, I think it's.
Well, I don't know sign language at all, so. Is it East Village?
No. It's like not the cellar, but like the cellar's cousin.
Slutty little cousin.
The cellar is like.
Is it? Yeah.
It's the cellar's cousin who like is still in college but wants to be like the cellar when it grows up. And like when it goes to New York, it stays
that'll
on the
cellar. That'll be amazing.
Yeah, that'll be
that
incredible.
Sounds really amazing for you.
So I do have to put up with that. I didn't realize it was tomorrow.
I'm going to an event at the Museum of Fuck tonight.
I've been
missing. Oh, sorry. The Museum of Sex.
I'm.
You didn't laugh at my amazing joke.
Oh, I love that. It is really funny.
It's so funny.
I was about to brag.
One time I went to the Museum of Sex with my boyfriend.
One of my favorite tweets of Joe Castle Baker is a tweet about the Museum of Sex. Well, I think about it all the time.
Repeat it because it is so funny.
I don't like remember.
His video about The Bachelor made me laugh so hard.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God. You have to watch it. He's like, my name is Journey. I'm 10 years old.
I'm DMing with someone about introducing me to the cheer cast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Who we are common friend with the cheer cast.
Yeah. Someone else texted me saying they were having an event with the cheer cast.
Oh my God.
So has the cheer cast now relocated to New York City or what's happening? Have they given up cheer?
The cheer cast?
What's next for the cheer cast?
What is truly like the question on everyone's lips in America is what's next for the cheer cast? The cheer cast, remember when it used to be what's next for the cast of Stranger Things and now it's what's next for the cheer
cast?
I've
never cared about Stranger Things.
I have cared about it. I interviewed the hot guy from it. He didn't care if I lived or died.
Is he like secretly 30?
No, I don't think so. I didn't ask him that, but I think he's secretly like his young.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't care about me. He would have been fine if someone set me on fire. Wouldn't have blinked. The one about his sundowns, like nothing happened.
Yeah.
But that being having been said, so I really want to meet the cheer cast. You know who I've really been? Did I already share?
Oh, wait, we need to have someone from the cheer cast on the pod.
Yeah, Hive mind.
Facebook, do your thing. Wait, no, literally, we need to have the entire cheer cast on the pod or I'll die.
Yeah, it's your
at
series.
Least Jerry.
At least Jerry and also at least Morgan. And also
at least Ladarius.
At least Ladarius.
Wait, Gabby would never.
Gabby would never.
Gabby?
I could see Gabby is doing it.
Her, coming to support her, mom her comes, swimsuit line.
Her mom comes in.
Her, and she's
studio.
Not allowed to talk about sex.
Yeah.
Do you think she has a boyfriend? I think she does.
I don't know. Ladarius does. I follow him on Instagram.
Okay.
Did I talk about that yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I don't feel good.
You don't?
I'm hungover.
That sucks. I haven't been hungover in so long. God, why? I don't remember what it feels like.
I also am so addicted to this new... Okay, so I'm so clinically addicted to the hot sauce at Jack's Wife Frida. Do you know what I'm talking about?
When you get addicted to a hot sauce, it changes your...
So, yeah. So, do you know what I'm talking about?
Your life. I really think the human being's life in America, in Western society...
It's about certain sauces.
It's about, like, the phases in your life you're addicted to certain sauces. And I'm going to tell you about you one after you tell me about me.
Okay, so I'm just going to go on the record as saying the green hot sauce at Jack's Wife Frida they give you with most of the menu items.
No one...
Jack's Wife Frida is one of the most amazing restaurants in New York City. They have 3 locations, or they might even have 4 ultimately. And there's one that does deliver to me for an exorbitant fee that is literally ridiculous how much they charge. It's like, you know when you order a salad and it's $36 and you're like, I guess this makes sense. And you just keep doing it again and again.
The worst that you see subtotal is like 12 and it's like total is like 44. And it's like, okay.
But they have an option to order... like a whole extra thing of their hot sauce. So I've done that. And so now every single meal I have, I literally bathe it, rub-a-dub-dub in the tub.
Yeah, you put it in the tub. You put it in your actual...
Towards the
you hot... put it and in like a lion claw, like the kind of bathtub with claws for feet.
Of course. Yeah. And then I dunk every food I eat into the sauce. And so that's why I'm waking up with absolutely insane acid reflux. I've just been literally eating hot sauce like soup.
Or maybe you're having
and if you work, we actually have, I have many friends who work at Jack's by Frida, and I want to shout out and feel free to like give me more of that sauce for free.
Maybe you're pregnant with a baby with a lot of hair, because when a baby has a lot of hair, the mom gets acid reflux. That's true. That's true. If your baby has a lot of hair.
Ew, that sounds disgusting.
If you're pregnant and you have acid reflux, it means your baby has a lot of hair.
I don't think there should be hair in me.
There's
a lot on the outside.
I think there's not supposed to be hair in you. And that's why you get acid reflux if there is.
So you think I'm probably someone
either you're having a reaction to the sauce or you're pregnant with a baby.
As you know, I had my period a few weeks ago, and I also have not been having I haven't had raw dog sex in a while.
Oh, that's cool.
Remember when I went on vacation?
Yes.
That was when I was allowed to not use condoms for 3 days.
That's fine. I can't imagine using condom every time.
Well, I'm trying to be a pillar of the community, so I want to shout out to my girls who use condoms. I have a lot of friends who don't practice safe sex, and...
Really?
Yeah, and it's fucking stupid, and I just want to shout out and say fuck you guys.
The worst, you know what I really feel bad for is when people get pregnant when they use the condom. It's like, oh, come on.
That can't be real.
That is real, because they're only like 99%. But also, what was I going to say?
Anyways, I'm thinking about getting an IUD. Do you have one? No, I use. Really? Because it's so traumatic to try and find birth control.
I couldn't imagine.
I love when someone's a condom girl.
What was I going to say? Okay, first of all, I have to say that I'm an absolute whore. I'm the whore of the town. I'm the town whore for Chipotle mail. And I go crazy for it.
Yeah, this isn't news.
And I know, but...
Scarlet, put a Scarlet C on your chest, because you're a fucking Scarlet CM.
A harlot for this stuff.
Whenever I... Pause. Whenever I hear the word harlot, I think of the Harlequin pattern, which is diamonds, which is jesters.
Okay.
Have I lost my closest friend?
No.
Do you know the pattern?
Yeah.
It's circus-y.
One of my favorite Agatha Christie short story characters is Harley Quinn, but he's not in any of her novels, only her short stories.
Is that what Marvel is made of?
No. I wish Marvel...
So Marvel felt comfortable just ripping that from the manicured fingers of one Agatha J. Christie? Yeah,
the manicured fingers.
She was the French manicure.
An authoress who was a novelist. A novelist.
Was that her real name or was that her nom de plume?
I have no idea.
Did you like that?
I didn't know that.
Was it?
I don't know. I think it was her real name.
I assume everyone's nom de plume.
I don't know if you were making a nom de plume, you would make it Agatha Christie.
Why, it's beautiful.
Is it?
I wish that was my name.
I think it's Kakavonik.
Wait, Agatha's an amazing... I think I'm going to name my daughter Agatha.
Cohen. Wait, no, I actually
nothing
had that
sounds
thought.
Cool with Cohen.
I had that thought the other day that I was going to name my daughter
That's
Agatha.
Okay.
We'll have to be our joint.
Oh shit, that'll have to be the name of our joint kid. Fuck. We both have daughters named Agatha.
I know.
Well, them together in the West Village across from each other.
For some reason, me and my friend growing up, we used to do this thing where we would call people Agatha, but like whatever their first letter was. So like you would be Kagatha.
Oh.
I would be Pagatha. And then if someone's was an A, we would call it an actual Agatha.
That's so funny.
I don't
funny.
Remember why we did that.
That's Pig Latin vibes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my friend and I were both, my best friend in fourth grade, we were both named Catherine, and we called ourselves Keef. But I was with a C and she was with a K, and we were called the Keefs.
Because you loved Kiefer Sutherland.
No, but it was spelled C-E-E-F, and she was K-E-E-F, and we were like, we would get in so much trouble.
Because they thought you said queef?
No, because we were just like, we thought we were so, I mean, we were, we found each other so hilarious in the fourth grade that we, like, every, we weren't allowed to stand in line next to each other because we would just crack, we created characters in our mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of our main characters was this guy called the, this is so crazy. Our character was this guy called the AA Man.
The AA Man?
The AA Man. And he was really tall and he would wear pink and green and he would go, and we thought that was the funniest thing anyone's ever thought
of. Oh my God. That is really funny, actually.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I agree with
you. But that's childhood.
That is childhood.
Shout out.
None of the things I imagined as childhood were like funny. They were all like.
Well, that's not actually funny. It's just psycho.
No, it is funny.
You have to do your fingers like that.
That is crazy.
And he wore a hat and he'd go like this.
Wait, were you guys him?
That's what no one gets. It's like we just like we would have these characters, and I guess we would like pretend to be him. We like created a world, and
that's
then we
fun.
Would...
You should reconnect with her.
No, I mean we're still friendly.
Well, we connect with her anyways.
She lives in Texas. She I think is a lawyer, and she's married.
Wow.
She's, and say it with me. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Interesting.
Always has been.
Interesting.
She's one of those girls who never was ugly.
That's incredible.
And she still manages to be cool.
That's, now I've heard everything. Wait, there is
You were telling me a story, though, about your hot sauce. Well, about Chipotle mayo.
Well, for one, I'm just, it's gotten to a new level how much of a whore I am for Chipotle mayo. But then second, like, I can't walk into a restaurant without, I walk in screaming, do you have it? And then secondly, there's a place that I go in the mornings where I get a quinoa bowl. And they have this special, they call it truffle hot sauce. It's incredible. It's
truff?
Truff, it's called. And you know what? They actually keep it in the back because it's more expensive than your Cholulas, your Srirachas, mm-hmm. etc. But the guy brings it out for us because we go there every day.
What place is this?
It's called Trick Steiner in Williamsburg.
What stop?
Bedford stop.
Okay, I've never been there.
Yeah, it's on Bedford and, you know, maybe something like North 9th, maybe something like that.
What's in the bowl?
Quinoa, an egg, chicken, heaven on earth.
Chicken with egg.
Chicken with egg with quinoa.
Blasphemy.
At this point, we're talking about a lot
protein
of
boys.
Protein. Yeah.
My protein boys in the morning.
And then it has veggies and stuff. It really fills you so much.
But why do y'all go to the Bedford stop? Whether you're at your house?
No, I don't go with Ange.
Oh. You need to stop with that.
Yeah.
My question towards you is, can you explain to me kind of like the range of Chipotle mayos that you experience?
Yeah.
And like what the different flavors and what the different options are
incredible that you had the courage to ask this question. There's one main kind.
I'm not a hero. Calm down. But Tracy's bringing me a medal. Tracy, stop.
It's the end of Star Wars. There is a kind near Andrew's place at a diner called Bushwick Bagel Diner, and that's the best kind. I think it's a kind. You don't see it in stores this way. The kind you see in stores isn't as
good.
Stores will sell a kind that isn't that good. You know what I mean?
Of course I know what you mean.
And it's like, give me what you're giving the restaurants. I'll buy in bulk.
But I think the restaurants are making it.
The restaurants are not making it.
What goes in it? It's mayo? Is it like chipotle peppers?
I don't know. But anyways, I don't want to talk about it anymore because I'm boring myself to tears.
No, but I really want to know like the different flavor profiles.
Yeah.
It's all the same to you?
Well, kind of. Then if you go to a place like Chopped, they'll have like chipotle dressing, which...
That dressing is crack cocaine.
I know, but you know what's not as... It's not a cream-based chipotle dressing.
No, I understand.
You have to get Tex-Mex Ranch.
I don't like that.
That I love.
Can I ask you where your favorite chipotle mayo is from?
Probably that diner.
Tricks?
No, Brooklyn...
Brooklyn Bagel...
Bushwick Bagel Diner.
Is that the kind of diner where you sit, or is it
Bodega
Vibes?
We literally go there every single day of our lives, and it's you do sit, but it's like not like waiter service kind of. It's like it's kind of waiter service. No, it is waiter service, but like
is it kind of like that place?
It's open 24 hours, which is sick.
Oh, thank God!
Yeah,
it's really actually fucked up how easy it is to get food.
I know.
in my neighborhood. Like, last night I was like, I'm not going to eat. And then here I go, getting pizza. There I go.
Should we do our little rubric?
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well, after all.
Mic as well. My new open mic I'll be hosting.
Oh, that's so fun.
I know.
Were you ever an open mic girl?
Hosted an open mic for like 2 years and you came.
I didn't come.
You did.
I was gonna come.
No, but one time you came. Maybe you were...
Oh, that one.
Maybe
yes.
You were loopy.
No, I wasn't loopy. I remember that. But you had that friend, Eve. Who was there.
Lucy? I hosted it with a girl, my friend Lucy.
No, but there was a girl named Eve there.
I know exactly who you mean, my friend Eve, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I saw her at your party that I went to before we were friends. When you had with Mitra at your old Williamsburg.
I can't believe you were at that party, in attendance at that party.
And Maureen Nguyen was there too. I brought her.
Whoa.
That's crazy, right?
That was when I first started dating my ex.
This one.
What's that?
That ex.
What does that mean?
Because remember our signs. That was what I had for him. So,
whoa.
Whoa. Joey Lawrence, whoa.
Does my eyeliner look crazy? I slept in it.
I had an absolute horny blast Wikipedia-ing the Lawrence brothers the other night. God,
I love when my friend has a horny blast.
Wikipedia-ing 80s stars.
I've been letting myself for the first time kind of explore porn.
Oh, yeah, explore it.
I've been having a horny blast.
Yeah. The Lawrence brothers are literally bisexuality, and literally I like the middle one best. And everyone likes the oldest one best, Joey.
Pull him up. You didn't answer my question about my eyeliner. Should I take it off for my meeting? I slept in it.
You shouldn't. What's the meeting?
Does it look really messy?
No, it looks fine.
It just looks like a lot for a meeting.
I don't really know what's considered casual with eyeliner.
His only flaw, his Achilles heel.
Okay. So this is Joey Lawrence. And he was obviously in Blossom.
My day at a glance is an advance. I don't even like this.
Then Matthew Lawrence is who really drives my loins crazy. And sadly, Andrew Lawrence is the youngest one, and he really only ever booked voiceover work.
This girl is so funny.
No, you could be showing me.
No, you know this girl. This girl needs to be on the podcast.
Let me see.
You know this girl.
Oh, this girl is so funny. Yeah.
I know. Popped up in my feed.
That girl has a one-woman show tonight that I might go to. I'm just kidding. I probably won't go, but I would
love to
go. I would theoretically.
Everything she does cracks me the hell in heaven up.
I would theoretically love to go to that girl's wedding.
I know. That'd be like very like me coming to your.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like wanting to be friends.
It's at 8. Ange loves that girl. Should we just say who we're talking about ultimately?
Oh, yeah. Edie Modica.
We're talking about Edie Modica. We think she's so funny.
I opened my Instagram and her face popped up.
We want her to come on the pod.
So I threw that photo a like. I threw a like towards my girl.
You won't hear this by the time it comes out, but she's doing her one-woman show at Littlefields tonight.
I like how you call it Little Fields.
What is it called, Little Field?
I didn't mean to be rude.
No, but I have a disease where I add S's like a Long Island mom. That's why that's why I never knew it. I still to this day can't tell if it's called Cold Stone or Cold Stones.
Oh my God, my brother was making me laugh so hard. Over Christmas, we went to Marble Slab.
Is that Cold Stone?
No, it's like it's Cold Stone adjacent. And we were like, for some reason, the line was really, really long. And then he kept pretending we were at Cold Stone. I mean, like, oh, a small, love, I gotta have it. Cookies and the names of everything are like, the names are like, fuck me till I die. But in a size of, I gotta have that moment. But literally, the names are like, chomp my ass open. It's
oh
like,
my God.
Pump me full of ice cream, mommy Sita.
I haven't had Cold Stone in quite a while. Is it still thriving in a business?
Well, I recently found myself, as I might have mentioned, at the Uniqlo in the Barclays Mall.
Yeah.
And there's a Cold Stone there, but it wasn't open yet because it was 10 a.m.
Should we go to that?
You can't. No. Why can't I?
Because you have a meeting.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say because I shouldn't eat ice cream.
I wouldn't. Oh my God! I would never say that to my girl.
But I'm in this place where you know when you get to
for
a place
to be like, oh, you can't. It's so crazy.
No, but do you know when you get to a place where you're like, I don't know how to even be like how to start being healthy because it's been so long since I've been so bad for so long.
Just do intuitive eating.
Really, is that the answer? Because I'm just going a little nuts.
I'm just not worrying about it right now.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, then I think that's fine.
But my clothes are kind of small.
My clothes have always been small. I just started being able to wear
the only time that I'm actually thin is when it's like. I'm so stressed out that I can't eat.
Well, that doesn't sound appealing.
I know, but why is it like that?
I don't know.
It's almost as if my body's supposed to be the way that it is.
Yeah, maybe.
Ugh, isn't that awful?
Yeah. What did I say about having never being able to see my abs?
Yeah.
But what is there? What
were you showing? Show me the brothers.
I don't feel like Googling them again.
That's okay.
Joey Lawrence, Matthew Lawrence, Andrew Lawrence.
You think Matthew's the hottest? Okay, do the rubric.
Okay, the rubric. Matthew is the one who was Sean's brother on Boy Meets World. He was also on a show called Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad that I watched growing up, which was Power Rangers adjacent.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
God, I love when people flirt with me.
I would love if Matthew Lawrence flirted with me.
And who's the oldest?
Joey Lawrence.
So I'm going to tell you which one I think is hotter.
Okay, but Joey Lawrence, you have to kind of look at his like prime. We have to
my God.
But we have to be grading them in their prime.
I know. Honey, trust me.
Yeah.
Because they're the kind of guys that now are like, they're in the same world now as the Selling Sunset brothers. Like, they dress like that.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know, I love the Selling Sunset brothers.
This is really...
You know who I'm very attracted to?
This is really, like, is he okay?
You know who I'm very attracted to?
Who?
Joe Gorga from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Joe Gorga?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the people that make you go horny style.
I know, because they're none of the people that make you go horny style.
I'm looking up Joe.
Except
Gorga.
For Tam Licata.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, stop. We have to stop talking about.
I know.
Oh, a voicemail from my dentist. What a sexy little day I'm having.
Okay, my rubric. Oh, my God. What the fans have been waiting for, my rubric. okay. Okay. Wait, this isn't that.
Okay, give me your rubric.
We have to start answering questions from fans again.
Oh, yeah, give me your rubric.
Okay. Okay, hair bad because I woke up and felt it was bad and I didn't do anything about it.
Okay.
But I
check.
Wish...
I have a checkboard.
I was watching the Vulture videos of me and it's like, I wish I had like kind of like, I did wash my hair. I don't know why it looks filthy dirty. And Angela said he wished he was there to put pomade in it. And I said that would have been incredible. Skin, I feel incredible about. I think I have an amazing skin. It's really rare for me not to feel good about that.
He has an amazing skin.
I have an amazing skin. mood. I am in a good mood today because I'm like dreading what I have later tonight. And I was going to go to the gym straight after this because I like going to that gym right near here. But you know what? Is that since I worked out with Ange last night, those are my gym clothes I have. So I'm going to have to go back to my apartment. But it's also like, thank God I have to go back to my apartment because, like, you know what? I haven't been to my apartment in 8 days, and I better.
What?
No, I like stopped in very briefly when I got back and just like grabbed different clothes and went.
Did
to
you
Angela's.
Miss Ange so much while you were away?
Of course.
It's so hard to be apart.
It's difficult. Yeah, and I was away, but felt like years.
Now that Bri's sick, it's like I might not see him for another day.
Yeah. When I go to LA, I'm not going to see for like 9 days.
I'm leaving town for like 10 days.
That's crazy.
So I'm even more intense than your feelings.
Sensuality. I don't know how sensual I'm feeling right now.
I don't want to close my eyes.
I don't want to sleep because I miss your bite. And I don't want to miss a thing. I actually could be a good country singer. The way that country singers sing, I actually can do. Don't you agree? And I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be the suicide. Me and Angela always do a country version of Unpretty by TLC.
Oh, I love that song.
You can call the mic up, the mic and mic, buddy.
You guys, I just want to take this moment. I'm sorry this is happening.
Inside you, find out who am I to.
Do you know what I'm feeling so filled with love about?
What?
Just like everyone who listens to our podcast.
I know. Like the fact
like
that,
literally you guys are American heroes.
I know. Purple hearts all around.
Everyone should get free merch.
I know.
We still have not even touched our own merch.
I know.
Okay, what are you done with your rubric?
Ass. I don't feel great about my ass right now.
Yeah.
You know why? I'm not sure why, but I'm doing legs today, so hopefully that'll get it back.
I need to get back into going to the gym without feeling like I'm in pain.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And
what are you laughing at on your phone?
I got a text message.
From who?
I'll show you who.
That's sweet.
Intellectual vibe. I'm actually feeling so intellectual. I can't stop reading. I'm reading. For Angela to take a... I fell asleep reading yesterday.
For me to have a friend who's so smart, I love that.
I know, because I read four works.
You're so perfect. When I think about how much I love Pat, I'm like, he has it all. He has it
I'll
all.
Never see my abs. That's something
this
I'll
guy
never
has
have.
It all. No, his Achilles heel is that he doesn't know about how casual eyeliner can
I don't
be.
Know. Yeah. But
the casual levels of eyeliner. Okay, are y'all ready for my rubric? The crowd goes wild. Hair. My hair is Dirtina Aguilera, but I am getting a blowout today at 1:15 at the Bryant Park Dry Bar. See y'all there.
But will you wash it before?
They wash it out. That's
oh,
what,
they do
that's
wash
like
out.
Literally why Dry Bar is amazing is you go in like a filthy rat. Yeah. They take you into their arms and they go, cool, cool.
I've only been to Dry Bar that one
and
time
And ever
in
since
LA.
That girl told me.
I've only been to Dry Bar once in a full suit. In a full.
Pat came to wait for me and he was waiting in a Dry Bar for me for like an hour.
With all my bags and in a Givenchy suit.
Everyone hated us, but we had so much fun
I
that
know.
Night.
Everyone hated me because I was desperate to charge. Mm-hmm. It's like, I will never understand the psychology behind being mad at someone for wanting to charge their phone. Like, I will never, ever get that in my entire life.
I don't want to fall asleep. Okay, so I'm going to be at the Bryant Park Dry Bar. Bryant Park Dry Bar. So shout out. And then my skin is amazing per usual. I got a new cream. It's, look at my skin.
Incredible.
I slept my makeup. I look amazing. Mood, randomly good, even though I was a drunk fucking idiot last night, shoving my face full of pizza.
I want pizza.
It was good.
Give me pizza. Give me pizza.
I really had to go to the bathroom all of a sudden. My sensuality, I feel kind of, even though I haven't had penetrative sex in a bit, I'm feeling sensual because I was had a nude photo shoot this morning.
Yeah, if there was anything to make you feel sensual.
I wish I could like show you, like they look, I look amazing. But,
show you the images. Well, you'll show your kids one day.
But the issue is this, and this leads me to my next point, is that my ass is actually looking really not great lately. It gets getting really squishy, and it used to be kind of up. And it's hard. If you don't go to the gym 3 times a week, it's not going to stay up. And that's
no,
just,
it'll go down.
That's, so it's gone down right now. My intellectual vibe is actually really good because yesterday when I was, this is crazy. I was in my apartment. Just like reading about Carl Jung.
Jung.
How are you supposed to say it?
I don't know.
Okay, that's how intellectual I am. How are you supposed to say it?
We don't know.
Jung.
All right, well.
Okay, you're bored of me?
No, I'm not bored of you.
But literally, I'm like, I'm really into my subconscious. I'm really into my dreams. I have therapy later.
No, my dreams.
I have a new song as a smash hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, can I hear it? What is it?
Do you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tell you off pod. Yeah. I don't really know what it is yet. So what bad did you do?
God, what bad did I do? Yesterday I slept till 11 o'clock when I had a podcast at 11 o'clock. That was a bad thing I did. I've been Ubering all over town.
Yeah. Well, you know, I actually have to go to the bathroom too bad to listen to this.
Oh, yeah, okay. Amazing. I was kind of the one trying to end it.
Okay, cool. So we're just going to wrap Easta.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for our guest.
I'm excited. No, I'm excited more.
I'm most excited for our guest.
I'm excited most of all.
Put your hands open for George Severus.
I am Gio Sip for short. He's George Severus. He has a huge problem with alcohol and drugs. He has a huge problem with alcohol and drugs.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.